One thing Americans really aren't that confident about is how they look. It's not news that our culture is bombarded by the message that no body size is too thin, no string bikini too small, and that, especially for women, the body should be tiny, sexy, and on display. Well, they certainly are on display in a new burlesque show written and starring the bawdy comedian Margaret Cho. It's called The Sensuous Woman, and it's just opened in New York after runs in L.A. and Chicago. She joins us from our NPR bureau in New York City. Welcome, Margaret Cho.
Thank you very much.
So what's your show like?
Well, it's basically my own version of something like Donnie and Marie or Sonny and Cher. These are like the variety shows that I grew up with and shows that I really love. And so they're sort of a wild neo-burlesque version of those variety shows.
But I can't imagine you, Margaret Cho, doing anything resembling Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Well, it isn't as wholesome. You know, it's a little bit country, a little bit of anal. You know, it's its own thing.
Summer, I went on the first gay transatlantic crossing, which is a big deal. Gay cruises are amazing. They have leather night and tuxedo night and military night. They don't have that on lesbian cruises. They have Birkenstock nights. They have an artificial insemination meet and greet. They have a peppermint patty lookalike contest.
It sounds like you have a few inherent contradictions in the way you've described this. I'm thinking Margaret Cho. She's a comedian. She's really well known. But what does burlesque allow you to do that other forms of entertainment don't?
Well, burlesque allows me to communicate with my body, which I'm so used to communicating with words and with ideas. Mm. And so moving out of that realm, you sort of change the way that you tell the story.
This must look very different.
Well, it looks very different, although I do stand up in it. Other parts where I'm doing some music, doing some dancing.
Do you guys wear costumes? Is it like big feathers and that sort of
thing? Oh, yes, lots of costumes, lots of glamorous feathers, lots of showgirl stuff. I'm naked quite a lot in the show, which is very controversial.
Really?
Well, I was really like amazed at how shocked people are by that. I mean, I think, well, you know, Nicole Kidman did it and Harry Potter did it. I'm sure that
When did Harry Potter do anything naked?
Daniel Radcliffe was naked in Equus. This was like
the London theater production.
Earlier this year. And I thought, well, I've got to do it too. But nudity from people who are not necessarily supermodels is always very controversial. Hmm. Because we're so used to seeing a certain body type. There's only one body type that is deemed sort of acceptable by the American public, and that's the one body type that we see exploited everywhere. For some reason, we are so used to seeing anorexia that seems to be the norm.
Hmm. What do you have to do to psych yourself up to go out on stage naked? I mean, does it even bother you?
It doesn't bother me because, for me, I don't really care. A few years ago, I went to go see a burlesque show in Los Angeles, and it really changed my life because I've been a long time body complainer. I've had body issues, anorexia and bulimia, and real distorted body image for many years. And so going to see this show where there's all these different kinds of women, beautiful women, taking off their clothes and being totally okay with that, I was so moved by this. I mean, I really was moved to tears because so much of my life had been spent trying to control my weight and control my body and try to make sure that I wasn't offensive to people. And really, when I was able to watch these women be beautiful and be naked and be okay with it, with people looking at them, I was so cured.
Hmm. You know, as an American woman, I don't think I know a single woman who doesn't worry about these issues every day, at least several times a day.
Several times a day. I mean, it's something that we are constantly living with. I mean, imagine your life if you didn't care about this stuff. This is what the show is. It is really the cure to all of this body dysmorphia that's out there.
Hmm. Does it go back to the original burlesque, the burlesque of the early 1900s that, you know, was also sort of a time that women were testing sexuality?
I think so, because burlesque then gave women a kind of liberation that they were not able to experience in their daily lives. Of course, that liberation came at a cost of being labeled as burlesque performers, and they were, of course, outcasts in their own right. But it was certainly a rebellion against the Victorian era. I mean, those sort of values of that era. And now, today, we're coming up against different values, although they are still as strict as the Victorian era ideal of beauty. It's very hard to attain that ideal beauty in today's culture. And so it oppresses us from everywhere you look.
It's funny because our conversation here, Margaret Cho, is very serious.
I'm very serious.
I imagine you are very serious.
I'm a very serious person.
I see, yeah. No, but I mean, I imagine the show isn't quite as serious as
this. No. No, it's a hoot.
Margaret Cho, comedian, burlesque show gal. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Margaret Cho is starring in her new burlesque revue, The Sensuous Woman.